So Macy is the end of Coventry being the city of culture, and what a great time it's been for the city. But May also sees the end of our current Lord Mayor's term as Mayor. And I'm really pleased to have John McNicholas here today with me today to talk about his role as Mayor, the role of Councillor, and then also some of the highlights over the past year. So John, what a pleasure to have you here with me today.
Hi Aaron, it's good to be here, and I'm hoping that this will be an interesting podcast about the role of the Lord Mayor, my year, and my intentions for the future.
Brilliant. So for people at home then who obviously will know about the Mayor, but not necessarily about the role and how they're brought to be, just give me a quick overview of what a Mayor entails.
You are the first citizen of Coventry. It's a huge privilege. There have only been 70 Lord Mayors. There have been mayors in the city of Coventry since the 1400s. So to be the first citizen, a great honour. And I've enjoyed the year, highs and lows, but I'm sure we'll get to that appropriately.
So tell me about your history in the city then. So obviously you're a councillor of Lower Stoke. Just give me an idea of kind of your history of the city and how you came to be councillor.
Well, I was elected back in 1986. And at the time, I defeated a Conservative called Bruce Peace. And on the council at the time was Arthur War. So we had War and Peace in the chamber, which I thought was pretty droll. But then what I did, I just worked hard as a councillor to make sure that Lower Stoke was a safe seat for Labour. It is so now. And what that has led to me is a length of service on the council of 36 years and serving the people of Lower Stoke in the best way that I possibly could. And it enabled me to become Lord Mayor should I wish to choose to be so. I turned it down because I didn't think it was the right time for me. 15 times, I think. And then City of Culture came along. And I decided, yes, it would have been the right time, because my thoughts were, if I was going to be Lord Mayor, I'd be so at the end of my term as a councillor. So I'd retire. Like I say, City of Culture came along, and then I thought about it and said, yes, I will do it because of such exciting opportunities. Because at the time, we were talking about 2 million visitors coming to the city. And I thought, well, if I'm going to be the mayor, I won't go abroad. So I didn't arrange for anything to happen because people were coming to the city and they'd want to meet the mayor if possible. COVID came along and had a dramatic impact in terms of how the city dealt with it. And I think we were resilient. I think we, in spite of COVID, because we were very frightened, weren't we? We did the best that we possibly could and we enjoyed ourselves.
So in terms of your role as councillor then, are you one of the longest serving councillors? 36 years is a long time.
No, I'm not. As the grandfather of the chamber, put it in those terms, is Tim Sorden, and the father of the chamber is Joe Clifford. And I think it's me in that sort of respect.
Previously, for you becoming councillor, what was it about the role of councillor that really interested you and something that you wanted to be part of?
Well, it's interesting, Aaron, because I did the traditional route. I was a shop steward at Jaguar Cars. That gave me an interest in politics. I mean, my background in Plymouth had nothing to do with that, no trade unionism, nor politics, but came up to the West Midlands to enable my wife, June, to study. Ended up at Jaguar, into politics, which then gave me that interest. And it just went from there, just the natural progression, like I said, the traditional route.
And has it always been Lower Stoke that you've been councillor of?
Yes, fortunately. I haven't had the need to seek a seat elsewhere. Councillor Jabbar, it took him 7 times to get elected. Councillor O'Boyle, likewise. But I was fortunate. It's quite funny, really, because I lived in Henley in 85 and was the branch secretary and put my name forward for consideration by Henley. And at the time, it was the chair was a chap called Brian Clack, and he put his name forward. And at the selection process, there were people attending the meeting that I'd never seen before, and I was the branch secretary. Inevitably, Brian got the nomination, and he went on to become leader. I was shortlisted at Lower Stoke and won the selection, and I've been there ever since. Met some really great people, very proud people who work so hard for their community, and unsung heroes in my mind. And really, and that was one of the reasons why I wanted to celebrate communities in my year as Lord Mayor.
So you mentioned how you had the opportunity to be mayor in the past and you turned it down. What is the process of somebody being chosen to become a mayor in a certain year?
It's quite simple. It's length of service. What I'd call, I think it's called Buggin's turn. So the person with the most service is asked. If he or she turns that down, and then the next person is considered, and so on, until somebody ultimately says yes.
Okay. So you touched upon it earlier around COVID. I think it must be about, I don't know, say 10 months ago where you and I first met during what was the beginning of your term, and then cases started to rise, particularly at Christmas, and there was very much uncertainty about what was going to happen during the kind of the new year. Tell me how COVID did impact your role as mayor or your term as mayor, and then maybe some of the ways that you were still able to continue your role as mayor despite COVID.
Yeah, okay. Well, my predecessor, Councillor Lucas, Anne Lucas, did nothing. I think she had 4 or 5 appointments. She was very stoic about it. It happens, John. Because she went through the same process as I did, obviously, which meant I did nothing as deputy. So for the first year, as deputy, that was it. I didn't learn anything, because that's really why you become a deputy. You deputise for the Lord Mayor. So I was in at the deep end. And of course, for the first 3 months of my year, nothing happened at all. So, okay, well, we'll have to, things will get better. And they did, but people were very cautious. They were coming out, peeking around the corner type, so to speak. Invitations came in very slowly. I mean, I was told that we normally get 3 or 4 invitations a day. Mm. You're very busy. So we just built up through the summer. And it was okay. Met lots of schools, lots of communities, some events happening of an evening. And then Omicron came along. Everything stopped immediately. Christmas, nothing happened. New Year, nothing happened, which was disappointing, I must be honest, because I was looking forward to the celebrations, New Year celebrations and so on. And then February, things started to pick up, and now it's manic. And it's as it really should be. People have now begun to live with COVID in a way that they can sit down and relax, but people are still careful, people still test and so on. So, and I think, well, it's the new norm, isn't it? That's what they say. We'll just get on with life.
As someone so close to both the community and the council itself, how did the city respond in your eyes to COVID and the challenges we faced?
Magnificently. Everybody pulled together extremely well. And we did the best that we possibly could in the only ways that we possibly could. I mean, it was just superb what the city of Coventry did, all the communities pulled together, magnificent. That's why I have such great respect for the, well, I had it before, but seeing it actually close up front, I'm full of admiration for what people have done this year.
So during your term as mayor, you're obviously still councillor of Lower Stoke at the same time. How do you juggle that of being mayor and a councillor at the same time?
We don't. And I'm very grateful to my colleagues, Councillor Catherine Mix and Councillor Rupinder Singh, because they took on the workload. It's as simple as that, because even though I didn't do as much as I thought I would be doing, nevertheless, it is still a 24/7 operation, and thanks to the people in the office for coordinating the work that they do as well, because it's important. Without people helping you, you would not do the role properly.
Has it differed to what you expected? Obviously, you were impacted by COVID, but in terms of the times where you have been able to be as normal as a mayor, was it different to what you were expecting?
Not really, no, because clearly with 36 years service, you do get to see and talk with people, particularly close with one chap called Jimmy Walsh. And he explained what the role was about. And he said, John, when I'm Lord Mayor, I'm going to take you over to your roots. And that was County Mayo. Sadly, he died in office. So I was never able to get over there. So the one trip I wanted to do as Lord Mayor was County Mayo. Mm. And that was organised. And that was my tribute to Jimmy. And on the Monday before going, and don't forget, everyone's arranged, all these dinners are sorted and guest of honour type thing, I did a lateral flow test. Things were fine. On the Tuesday, I thought, well, I'm in a plane tomorrow, so I better just check. And I tested. It was a positive test. So my only trip to County Mayo was abandoned because I couldn't go. Thanks to Patrick for covering for me. He did a splendid job, I understand. But nevertheless, I still need to go over and pay tribute to Jimmy and see my roots.
So let's pick out some highlights of the last year then. Yep. I know there's many, but let's see if we can think of some of the things that you've really enjoyed, things that you've been proud of.
Well, as you know, one of the themes that we had, Jane and I, was animal welfare, responsible pet ownership. And it started with, we laid the first purple poppy wreath for animals that died during the wars and so on, as a tribute, really, and a recognition of the importance of animals. And that's, I'm pleased to say, will continue. And we will be laying a purple wreath in the main ceremony, because the last year it was in the afternoon, and that was quite hectic, sort of getting home, picking up the dogs and then going back again. But we'll do that this year. We may actually do a separate ceremony anyway to enable the dogs to participate in that. Then, of course, we organised a dog show, didn't we? That was fun, and the capacity of the office was such that they couldn't take that on, so I organised it with help, yourself included, and it went well. Everybody enjoyed it. It was such a fun day. The only thing that let us down was the weather, but even then, people didn't seem to mind. And we've been asked to do it again, so, and we will. There's no doubt there will be Coventry's fun dog show. I may think about the timing of it to make sure we don't clash with the weather. It might be towards the end of May rather than at the beginning. And of course, the other thing was we had the Vicar of Dibley comes to Coventry. Well, Dibley comes to Coventry, but that was a pet service for animals. Reverend Stephen Willey, Methodist Hall. We held the ceremony outside, very hot that day. So, but again, people enjoyed what that as a tribute. I was promised a snake and a parrot, but sadly they didn't turn up. So next year, I'm setting myself a challenge to get some exotic pets to participate. But whilst it's there is a certain amount of religion, it's also a recognition, a secular recognition of the importance of animals.
And you were able to raise money as well. I think that was the main reason, wasn't it, for the various events. Remind me how much money you've been able to raise.
We raised almost £6,000 for the dog show. And those monies will be distributed around the various animal organisations that are in Coventry. Mm. Very successful. And again, set myself another target. I mean, that was organised in 3 or 4 months. I've got a year now to organise. So I will be looking to approach people and organisations to see whether or not they're prepared to contribute.
So let's take a step back then and look at your time as mayor, some of the events and ceremonies you've been able to be part of. So how about the first 3 months then? I imagine a lot of that was still online.
Yes, it was. Many events, Lord Mayor's Peace Committee, those sorts of things. And then things started to open up a bit, and things like visiting schools for the Peace Award and those sorts of things. Met many, many schools, and it's surprising how different the schools are across the city and the facilities that they have. Some are magnificent, others are just really very short on those sorts of things. But the kids are wonderful. They love their school, they're very proud to be there, and the education offered is superb.
I see it myself with my children's books. I visit a lot of schools, and you're totally right. Sometimes I'll say, can you talk at the assembly? And you walk in, there's 50 children there. Other times you'll go in, there's 400 children there. And I think that is probably a Coventry in a nutshell. There's so many different communities and so many different groups that are different shapes and sizes, but all working towards the same aim. So how about something like the Coventry Cathedral? Obviously, the city's jewel. Have you had many events at the cathedral?
For me, has been a revelation. I mean, I've attended, 35, 36 ceremonies, what we call mayor making, and that was really my sole contribution with the connection with the cathedral. But this year, obviously, I've had a lot more to do with them, and great respect for Bishop Christopher, Dean John, Catherine, and so on, and the work that they do on behalf of the city is remarkable, absolutely remarkable, and total dedication to their community. And I say, well, look, and they accept this. I'm secular. I do not have faith, but I have great respect for the work that you do, because we're achieving the same objective, and that's working for our communities. And that's fully understood and accepted, and we've worked so closely together. Nothing but praise.
I'm the same. My items are sold at the cathedral, and I always think of it as it was something that was on my doorstep for many years, and I just never went to the cathedral. Obviously, I went with school, and you kind of just didn't go, and I kind of thought it was just a church. And actually, as I've grown closer to the city through Etchin Pin, it has opened my eyes to the amount of work that they do, and it's not purely religious. They'll have music gigs that happen there, and they'll have all sorts. And
you're right. A highlight for me was an organ recital, and I thought, yeah, I really must attend, because I want to hear it at full blast, and I wasn't disappointed. Really enjoyed that evening. And there was another evening where there was an orchestra, and there were 6 Coventry people talking about their life experience and so on.
Symphony of Sound.
That's the one, yes. That was excellent and so on. And so many things like that are happening with the cathedral, and I hope to continue that attendance after being Lord Mayor, yes.
So some of the community work, I follow you on Facebook, so I see all the stuff that you do, but I know that you do a lot of work with Prue and the Godiva Sisters.
Again, another revelation. Prue is everywhere, not because she just forces herself on, she's invited. The city of Coventry love her, there's no doubt on that. So I was determined to ensure that that was recognised by the city. And she had the Citizen of the Month in March, which I was pleased to say actually happened. And there are other things that should continue to recognise. But also, what I discovered were the Godiva Sisters. And these are community representatives as sort of Ukrainian sister, Irish sister, and so on. And that there's 30, 40, 50 sisters at least who celebrate with Peru on events, big events of the day, and help. And I've said I want to set up a brother organisation of the Leofric Brothers. So perhaps that will happen. Who knows? I mean, sort of, with a bit of time, I can do that.
So just a reminder for those at home, Peru Peretta is Coventry's Lady Godiva. So you'll see Peru attending lots of events in the fall uniform. What would you call it?
Regalia.
Yeah, was the word. Yes. Peru is everywhere. So let's talk about another woman that's close to your heart. Let's talk about the Lady Mayoress.
Let's talk about that first.
Yes. And let's talk about how the Lady Mayoress has supported you during your term.
June has been remarkable because everything that I'm on is good as June being there, because without her help and support, I wouldn't be where I am. I mean, it's literally behind every good man, there's a better woman, and that's what it is. And I was able to express my love for her in the cathedral. I mean, it was at a peace conference. Bishop Christopher and I were at the same table. And we got discussing about how we met and so on. And I did mention the fact that it was 50 years ago. And isn't that wonderful? And wouldn't I'd love to sort of do a rededication ceremony. Oh, well, the cathedral. So how could the Lord Mayor of the day miss the opportunity of a 50th rededication ceremony with his wife? Couldn't resist it. And the day went well. A really big highlight for me this year.
Brilliant. So before we wrap up then, your term as mayor is coming to an end. What follows being mayor? What are the next couple of years looking like for you?
Well, I'll be still getting invitations, I hope, and from communities, because there's a person I admire, Councillor Lacker. I've seen him throughout the year everywhere, and that's because he's invited, because he, again, was a good community Lord Mayor. I'm going along the same path. I have been a good community Lord Mayor, and I want to continue that relationship with all the various communities in the city, hence the thoughts about the Leofric Brothers. I want to continue with the meeting with animal organisations, promoting the importance with June, animals and so on. So there'll be plenty to do. Maybe even some politics, who knows? I mean, but I suspect I will be on the back benches this year.
Continuing your role as councillor?
Oh, yes, most definitely. Yeah. I mean, I want to do another term, if permitted. I'm up for election next year. I'd like to do that. And then my understanding is there will be an all-out election in about 4 years' time. And then that may be the time to consider standing down.
Thank you so much for your time. I've watched in admiration on the work that you've done over the last year. I know that the beginning of it was pretty tough, as it was for everybody, but it's been great to see you out and about, even more so over the last couple of months with the full chain and the full again.
Oh, we didn't mention the hat.
Go on, tell me about the hat then.
Saga of the hat. Yes, well, I have a naturally large head. And the hat, because it's a special hat, because Lord Mayors wear a tricorn, Mayors wear bicorn, and it was too small, very uncomfortable, so we had to borrow one. Birmingham obliged, and then, but I'm thinking, well, no, we Coventry really, I'm not going to be the only person, so we do have a hat. And people love it. There's no doubt in that. It's part of my regalia as Lord Mayor, it fits. I don't think Councillor Mayton wants to wear it, but again, it's personal choice, isn't it? But I think it's part of the role, and it looks great.
There must be a joke in there about Birmingham's having big heads and Coventry heads getting bigger, but we'll save that for another day. Right, thank you very much for your time. I do really appreciate it.
Bye. Thank you very much. Enjoy.